landfill, working in landfills, of course, it's got its own set of problems, and of course not the right way to go. See, looking at long term, we don't want waste pickers to be working in landfills, for, you know, so there's a transition, but the transition has to be supported by the government, you know. So looking at a waste management model in which waste pickers will be integrated. So we have a very good example in Pune, which is, you know, the best example we have so far in Chennai, in India. There's waste pickers have formed a collect cooperative, and they've gotten into a contract with the urban local body to pick waste from houses, door-to-door waste collection. That is a perfect model in that sense. It's got its flaws, of course, but that's again management issues. You know, the corporation will be more hands-on involved, which is what they don't want right now, because I personally feel that these urban local bodies just want the hands off the waste. You know, they just want to outsource it. So you're looking at all these waste management companies bagging huge contracts in all these big cities. You know, look at Delhi, Bombay, even Pune, they have a big company set up. And Chennai has got two proposals. So privatizing is a way of getting rid of the problem. You know, we don't want to deal with it. So that's the reason, and I think it just requires a bit of political will and some amount of pushing, which is what has worked in Pune. So yeah, that's the main set of problems with waste pickers.
And as part of that political pushing, you see forming a union as quite important.
Yes, yes, yeah. Very important. Some organizing, some kind of a show of strength, not necessarily a union, but any show of strength, and to be heard. You know, right now, it's all scattered, and there's a lot of issues.
What would be the changes you would like to see in the work and the lives of waste collectors? What are the main changes that you feel are necessary?
Well, one is certainly the integration of waste pickers into whatever plans the city corporation has for waste management, and which we don't see. We have only the Pune example to kind of refer to, but there could be something better, something, you know, different, something experimental, because all these are experiments. And right now the corporation is experimenting with setting up huge projects at, you know, like millions of dollars, investing in them, and then eventually finding that we have this big case in Delhi, the Timarpur Okhla plant. The first plant was a big flop, and the government lost about 25 crore rupees. Now they're spending 200 crores. So they're willing to spend so much money on that, but they're not, you know, just a fraction of that. Just experiment, just try out something different, something more sustainable than just like burning all the waste, you know. So for waste pickers, I think that kind of integration could be a very positive thing. And then eventually looking at which is again going to be the obvious kind of transition for waste pickers, is that you're looking at waste pickers moving out of waste picking, because that, you know, it's happening in Pune. And which waste pickers have been able to, because of the cooperative, they've managed to save up enough money and make sure that, you know, financial security is there. Now the children go to school and they have better education. Now children are finding other jobs. It's not like the waste picker style has to be a waste picker. So that will happen eventually. Right now, that would be the just transition, what the corporation is talking about, and not just blocking them out completely, because I'll just push them further into. So yeah, that's what I feel is the right way to go about.